Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, October 26th. Crosstown showdown sparks hopes of sellout. Friday night clash between Midland High legacy football teams will also feature grad reunions, 2023 Hall of Legends inductees. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. When was the last time there was a sellout at Astound Broadband Stadium? Blake Felt knows it hasn't happened in his 6 years as Executive Director of Athletics for Midland ISD. This week, the district and football programs are hoping to change that. Midland High and Legacy High will meet at 7 p.m. Friday in Astound in arguably the most significant crosstown showdown since 2004. Midland High is off to an 8-0 start. Legacy High is 6-2 and in its typical position among the district's elite teams. It has all the markings of a special Friday night in Midland. Along with the game, there will be plenty of Midland High and Lee Legacy graduates returning to Midland for reunions, and Midland ISD will also introduce the 2023 inductees to the Midland ISD Hall of Legends. Longtime Midland Reporter-Telegram sports writer Terry Williamson, Lee football great Tyrone Thurman, longtime Midland High baseball coach Barry Russell, former Lee baseball coach Jesse Benavides, and former Midland High volleyball coach Terry McCullough. Felt said the district and booster clubs for both schools decided last week to make a push for a sellout because, quote, "this is a huge game between both high schools that they don't want the community to miss. We want to celebrate Midland ISD with everyone in town," Felt said. Sellouts haven't happened nearly as much at Astound, formerly Grande Communications Stadium, and as much as at the former Midland Memorial Stadium, the home of Midland ISD football prior to 2002. Midland ISD estimates there are 12,500 seats in Astound Broadband Stadium, and there are plans to sell berm seats once the regular seats are gone. The booster clubs of MHS and Legacy have run advertising to help people know how to purchase tickets. Quote, "ticket sales have been going well through the first 2 days of the week, and we expect it to climb on Thursday and on game day Friday," Felt said. Both teams are in position to qualify for the playoffs. Legacy is attempting to claim at least a share of the district title for the sixth consecutive year, while Midland High is enjoying its best start to a season since 1954. The Bulldogs also can claim a share of their first district title since 2010 with a win against LHS and can win the district title outright for the first time since 1951 with a win against the Rebels and an Odessa High loss to Wolforth Friendship. Tickets are available at midlandisd.net/tickets or via the Hometown Fan app. Homes sold in Midland County fetch big money. Texas A&M says median price for a home sold reached $349,000 in September. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. The median price of a home sold in Midland County has never been higher, according to the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. A&M reported that the median price of a home sold in the county reached $349,000 in September, which broke the record of $345,000 set in March. Higher interest rates are apparently not having an impact on price, as the median price closed in on $350,000 for the first time, and the average price of a home sold in September also approached record levels. The Texas A&M Real Estate Center showed an average of $391,000 for a home sold in September. It marked the seventh straight month that the average price of a home in the county topped $380,000. Streaks Continued included that September was the 61st straight month that the average price for a home sold in Midland County topped $300,000, a streak that goes back to September 2018. Also, the price of a home sold in Midland County reached $300,000 for the 28th straight month. In terms of median price for a home sold, Midland County again dominated the region. The $349,000 median price was more than $50,000 higher than the second place Randall County, Amarillo and Canyon. The price there was $298,000. Other median prices listed included $272,000 in Ector County, which includes the city of Odessa, $259,000 in Taylor County, Abilene, $254,000 in Tom Green County, San Angelo, and $240,000 in Lubbock County. In terms of homes sold during the month, Texas A&M Real Estate Center showed 209 in Midland County in September. That total increased the streak of months when 200 or more homes were sold inside the county to 8. The 209 homes sold was down 13% compared to September 2022. One area helping to keep prices higher in Midland was lower inventory. The Real Estate Center showed 528 homes on the market at the end of the month, a 22% decrease compared to September 2022. Texas A&M showed the monthly inventory is 2.4. Only Odessa has a lower number, 2.3 months, in West Texas. Median prices for a home sold in September. In West Texas, Midland County, $349,000. Randall County, $298,000. Ector County, $272,000. Taylor County, $259,000. Tom Green County, $254,000. Lubbock County, $240,000. In Texas, Travis County, $525,000. Collin County, $500,000. Dallas County, $360,000. Tarrant County, $345,000. Harris County, $322,000. Bear County, $299,000. El Paso County, $255,000. Months of inventory. In West Texas, Taylor County, 3.5. Lubbock County, 3.4. Tom Green County, 2.9. Randall County, 2.6. Midland County, 2.4. Ector County, 2.3. In Texas, Travis County, 4.2. Bear County, 3.8. El Paso County, 3.0. Harris County, 2.9. Dallas County, 2.7. Tarrant County, 2.5. Collin County, 2.4. The source, Texas A&M Real Estate Center. Let the ghoul times roll. 16 family-friendly Halloween events to attend in Midland, Odessa. The story was written by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Brown Dorsey House, Thursday. A candlelit house full of eerie sights benefits the Midland Historical Society this spooky season from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at 213 North Weatherford Street. There is a $10 entry fee. Spooky Science Spectacular, Thursday. Eyeball catapults, cauldron slime, puking pumpkins, and more at the Petroleum Museum's free educational event. Museum members get 30-minute early admission starting at 6 p.m. Everyone else can come from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at 1500 Interstate 20 Service Road. A Halloween treat, Friday. Head over to Urban Air for treats and a costume contest. Don't forget to jump while you're there. Happening from 7 to 9 p.m. at 4706 North Midkiff Road. The Fear Festival, Friday. Spooky stories, Spanish legends, live music, artistic demonstrations, and more will take place at Odessa College's Globe the Great Southwest, courtesy of OC students and staff. Free to the public and runs from 6 to 8:15 p.m. at 2308 Shakespeare Road. American Legion, Saturday. Games, candy, kids' activities, and a pet costume contest. Winner wins a PetSmart gift card. Will be in full swing for the family-focused portion of this event. 1 to 4 p.m. at 501 Veterans Air Park Lane. Halloween in the Park, Saturday. Join the Ector County Library for an afternoon of candy, toys, and books. Begins at 4 p.m. at 321 West 5th Street in Odessa. Ham Hock Howl, Saturday. The Yucca Theater. Double feature is showing Hocus Pocus and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, along with a costume contest. Winners will receive cash prizes. There will also be a cash bar. Get tickets from mctmidland.org. Begins at 7:30 p.m. at 208 North Colorado Street. Midland Community Band, Saturday. The Midland Community Band presents Tricks and Treats, a fall and Halloween jazz concert opening this season. Come to Midland College in costumes starting at 2 p.m. at 3600 North Garfield Street in the Allison Fine Arts Building. Malloween Saturday. Merchants at the Music City Mall will hand out free candy for trick-or-treaters. There will also be a 360-degree selfie station available for use. Runs from 5 to 7 p.m. at 4101 East 42nd Street in Odessa. Skeleton Painting, Saturday. The Studio by Kids and Canvas will host an all-ages painting session from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at https://bit.ly/3qvsyso. Event held at 3211 Wadley Avenue, Suite 5. Boo Bash on Sunday. Games and entertainment, hay rides, and more at the second annual Ranchland Hills event. Food will be on site, open to the public from 5 to 10 p.m. at 1600 East Wadley Avenue. Candy Jam, Sunday. Head over to First Baptist Church of Midland for inflatables, games, and treats. Open to the public and running from 4 to 6 p.m. at 706 North Garfield Street. Halloween Bash, Sunday. Local vendors are gathering to create a safe space for families to celebrate the holiday. Trunk or treat, a costume contest, jumpers, and shopping will be available from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 4313 Illinois Avenue. Family Halloween on Monday. Family Bingo, a cupcake walk, snacks, sips, and more will take place at the Simply Gorgeous Aesthetics event. Runs from 6 to 8 p.m. at 4555 East University Boulevard in Odessa, Suite B5. Halloween at Altitude Odessa on Tuesday. During the Junior Jumpers Jam, a costume contest will take place for best matching, funniest, cutest, and spookiest costumes. The event runs 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 5161 East 42nd Street in Odessa. Holo Park Headless Horseman Bash, Tuesday. Food trucks, face painting, games, music, and more than 100 homes with trick-or-treating. Open to the public from 5 to 8:30 p.m. in the Polo Park neighborhood.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, October 26th, 2023. Happenings. What's Up with Midland by Morgan Taylor Thomas. At the Bush Convention Center, Power of the Purse, Thursday, Gem and Mineral Show, November 2nd through 5th, Festival of Trees, November 10th through 12th. At Centennial Park, Movie in the Park, The Addams Family, Friday. Movie in the Park, The Grinch, November 3rd. Our Texas, Our Future screening, November 4th. Rise and Run, November 18th. On Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. At The Destination, Bring Your Own Blues Jam, Thursday. Friday Night Live, Whiskey Cult, Friday. Rita Cappuccina y Grupo Animo, Saturday. Tejano Thirsty, Thursday, November 2nd. Ronnie and the Redwoods, November 3rd. John Cott Band, November 4th. Friday Night Live, Woofstock 2023, November 10th. Open Mic Night, November 16th. At the Horseshoe. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, Saturday. Permian Basin Hiring Event, October 31st. Christmas Village Market, November 3rd through 5th. AGB Feast of Sharing, November 3rd. At La Hacienda, Teo Gonzalez, November 4th. Steve Aoki with Bonnie X Clyde, November 10th. Justin Moore, November 17th. Los Tigres del Norte, November 24th. At Midland Community Theater, The Girl on the Train, Friday and Saturday, November 3rd through 5th, and 10th and 11th. At the Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday, Family Fun Day every Sunday. Pecos and the Rooftops, Thursday. John Wolfe, Friday. William Clark Green with Drake White, Saturday. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run every Thursday. Beer Release, Saturday. Halloween Trivia, October 31st. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Temptations and the Four Tops, Saturday. UTPB Dia de los Muertos Concert, November 2nd. Permian Basin String Quartet Fall Recital, November 3rd. Intalkable Evolution Tour 2023, November 3rd. C.S. Lewis on Stage, Further Up and Further In, November 5th. Disney Junior Live on Tour, Costume Palooza, November 8th. An American salute to our Veterans Masterworks Series, November 11th. Paw Patrol Live, Heroes Unite, November 18th and 19th. Three things to do in Midland this weekend, October 27th through 29th, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Sing your heart out. Head over to Rooster's Backyard for Open Mic Night, hosted by local musicians Tripp and Todd Houck. Guests can bring their own guitar or ask one of the hosts to play along. No age requirement for this event. Guests can also enjoy food and drinks on site. Friday, 8 to 11 p.m., 6221 FM 307. Throwback to the 60s. Join two of America's greatest music groups, the Temptations and the Four Tops, for an evening of record-breaking tunes and award-winning vocals. The show is sure to be one of a kind and a night to remember. Tickets start at $60 and can be bought at www.wagnernoll.com. Saturday. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., show at 7:30 p.m., 1310 North FM, 1788. Enjoy a family day. Looking to get out with the family? The Tailgate will host the last October Family Fun Day this weekend. Guests can expect vendors, food trucks, drinks, games, activities, sports screenings, and more. Entry is free. Sunday, noon to 6 p.m., 4401 North Big Spring. Trunk or Treat and Halloween Event Locations in Midland by Ben Schaefer. Thursday, Trunk or Treat at the Buckner Family Hope Center, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., 2301 North Big Spring. Halloween Fest, 6 to 8 p.m. at MLK Community Center, 1415 East Scarborough. Trunk or Treat Speech, Language, and Behavior Midland, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Friday, Trunk or Treat F-45 Training, North Midland, 5:30 p.m. at 4425 West Wadley, Suite 110. Trunk or Treat Heritage USA FCU, 6 to 8 p.m. at 5507 West Wadley. Urban Air, A Halloween Treat, 7 to 9 p.m. at 4706 North Midkiff. Friday and Saturday, Trunk or Treat KW Midland, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., 4920 North Midkiff. Saturday, Trunk or Treat Colon Dental, 4 to 7 p.m. at 4505 Holiday Hill Road, number 200. Trunk or Treat Latin Edge CC, 3 to 7 p.m. at 4509 Navarro. Trunk or Treat Mission Square, 2 to 4 p.m. at 4400 North Big Spring. Trunk or Treat LHS Dolls and Friends, 5 to 7 p.m. at the LHS Youth Center. Trunk or Treat Legacy Harley-Davidson, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 12100 West Highway 80 East. October 28th and 29th, Trunk or Treat American Legion, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. at 501 Veterans Air Park Lane. October 29th, Trunk or Treat Midland Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, 12 to 3 p.m. at 1612 Billingsley. Trunk or Treat VFW Post 4149, 5:30 p.m. at 409 Veterans Air Park Lane. Trunk or Treat First Christian Church, 4 to 6 p.m. at 1301 West Louisiana. Midland Bible Church Country Fair, 4 to 7 p.m. at 5900 Whitman. Trunk or Treat Wilshire Park Baptist, 5 to 7 p.m. at 801 South Bentwood. Trunk or Treat, 6 to 8 p.m. at 2101 West Wadley. October 30th, Trunk or Treat La Hacienda, 5 p.m. at 12610 State Highway 191. October 31st, Malloween at Midland Park Mall, 5 to 7 p.m., Center Court near Coach and Dillard's. Trunk or Treat Fannin Terrace Baptist Church, 6 to 8 p.m. at 2800 Mogford. Trunk or Treat One Hope Church of Christ, 6 to 8 p.m. at 2503 West Ohio. 10 Adult-Friendly Halloween Events to Enjoy by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Monsters, Mats, and Martinis, Thursday. Make your own Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas welcome mat with your boo or ghouls. There will be complimentary drinks and music as well. Tickets can be bought at bit.ly/3S502XE. Begins at 7 and ends at 9 p.m. at 3211 West Wadley, Suite 5. Boots Scootin' Spooky Costume Contest, Friday. The Broken Horn Bar and Grill will hold a costume contest and drink specials. Winner of the contest will receive a free bar tab up to $250. Specials include $3 shot roulette, $10 AMFs, $2 fire and ice, and $20 domestic and imported beer buckets. Open from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. at 4613 South Highway 349. Hoot and Halloween Party, Friday. Live music from West Texas dance band Cash Call. Good drinks and fun to be had at Pat's Place Lounge, starting at 8 p.m. 7405 North U.S. Route 385 Service Road, Odessa. Halloween Bash, Saturday. For the adult portion of this American Legion all-day event, guests can expect a dance, costume contest, cold drinks, a DJ, and more. Runs from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. at 501 Veterans Air Park Lane. Halloween Costume Party, Saturday. Head downtown to the Reserve, inside DoubleTree by Hilton, for a spooktacular event. Prizes will be given to the winners. Bring cash in case of an entry fee. Runs from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at 117 West Wall. Halloween Bar Crawl, Saturday. Head downtown for a bar crawl featuring Sip House, Lee's Co's, Leyenda, Little Bohemian, Bourbon Street, Pie Social, Curbside Bistro, and the Buffalo Nickel. There will be door prizes, a costume contest, drink specials, and fast line access. Purchase the $20 band at https://bit.ly/46mlai8. Runs from 4 p.m. to midnight. Halloween pregame party, Saturday. Join Basin Pride for a 21 and up evening of drag shows, drinks, Polaroid pictures, and more. Varying early bird special price tickets can be purchased at bit.ly/46kxjnf. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the event ends at 10 p.m. 3211 West Wadley, Suite 8. I love my selfie. Tiny Canvas Painting, Saturday. The Midland Downtown Library will host a tiny canvas painting party with materials and supplies provided from 2 to 3 p.m. at 301 West Missouri. Must be 18 years or older. Jimbo's Halloween Bash, Saturday. Jimbo's Garage is offering $1.50 Wells and domestic long necks, along with a $1,500 costume contest prize. All 21 and up in costumes get in free for the first hour. Doors open at 8 p.m. 1541 John Ben Shepherd Parkway, Suite 18. Halloween Bash, Tuesday. Along with the usual 10-cent Tuesday, Rock and Rodeo will hold a $1,500 cash prize costume contest. Ladies and adults get in for free the first 2 hours if dressed in costume. Doors open at 8 p.m. at 4400 North Big Spring. Small Bites. 6 Halloween sips and treats options to feast on in Midland by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Bar Crawl, downtown. Join Sip House, Lisco's, Little Bohemian, Pie Social, Curbside Bistro, Bourbon Street, DC, and the Buffalo Nickel for a Halloween bar crawl Saturday from 4 p.m. to midnight. Varying locations, all within walking distance. Purchase tickets ahead of time at bit.ly/46mlai8. The Blue Door, 4610 North Garfield, Suite C. Thursday night at TBD means Hocus Pocus trivia and the debut of Halloween-themed drinks, good whiskey, tequila, and mezcal cocktails with nice presentations, trick-or-treat-inspired creations, which will be out for Halloween Day as well. Open 4 p.m. to midnight, Tuesday through Saturday. Hoop and Barrel, 3211 West Wadley, Suite 21. With a seasonal menu, Hoop and Barrel's fall cocktails incorporate spooky themes and flavors. Guests can expect fun color, intricate garnishes, and of course, amazing flavors. The restaurant also offers accompanying tapas full of flavor. Open 4 to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, 4 to 11 p.m. Friday, and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday with brunch items. Tall City Brewing Company, 3303 West Golf Course. Join the tap room in the release of two new beers on Saturday. Viva Sour Fresca, Watermelon brings the punch of another summer come and gone, while Ecto Cooler Ale, named after Ghostbusters, rings in the spooky season. On Tuesday, Logan and Stephen will lead Halloween trivia with raffle prizes and other treats. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and 3 to 9 p.m. Tuesday. Woody's Hideaway, 5701 Starboard Drive, Suite 5, and Little Woodrose, 3415 North Loop 250 West, Suite 1. Both watering holes will be offering booze and booze all weekend long. Live music, food trucks, costumes, and more can be found. Both locations close at 2 a.m.
Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, October 26th. Norman Leroy Banks, age 71, passed away on Saturday, October 14th. He was born on August 6, 1952, to Nora Lopez Banks and Robert Stanley Banks. He attended Santa Monica High School until he enlisted in the U.S. Army for 6 years and served in the Vietnam War. He was awarded the Army Commendation Medal for meritorious service. He moved to Midland, Texas in 1976. He owned Norman's tree trimming service for 45 years. He was preceded in death by his parents, Nora and Robert Banks, his brother, Richard Stanley Banks, and two grandchildren. He is survived by his wife, Frances Jones Banks, his sisters, Teresa King, Roberta Rose, Florence Ware, Yvonne Abdullah, Monica Banks Parkins, Marquita Enriquez, one brother, Leroy Enriquez, his children, Crystal Banks, Tony Palmer, Carlos Vasquez, Carmen Vasquez, Darlene Lead, Edward Augustine, three grandchildren he helped raise, Cordell, Pete, and Norman Palmer. He is also survived by numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren, a host of nephews and nieces. Nancy Jean Holland Marble, age 88, passed away Monday, October 23rd. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, October 27th, at South Plains Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday, October 26th, at Moore Rose Funeral Home in Lackney. Arrangements are under the personal care of Moore Rose Funeral Home of Lackney. Nancy Jean and twin sister Patsy Dean were born May 24th, 1935, in Sherman, Texas, to Robert Lee Holland and Frankie Juanita Powell. Nancy lived in Whitesboro, Texas, where her father was a cotton ginner, until moving to Lackney in 1951. Nancy and Donnelly Horace Marble were married December 1, 1956, in Clovis, New Mexico. Nancy and Don were longtime cotton farmers in Marble Brothers' partnership with Don's brothers. Nancy was predeceased by her husband Don in February 2015. Her mother and father, Robert Lee and Anita Holland, as well as her brother, Robert Lee Holland, Jr. Nancy is survived by her children, Danette Marble of Midland, and Brett Marble and wife Gail of South Plains, Texas. Nancy is also survived by granddaughter Morgan Espy and husband Chase and their girls. Also surviving Nancy is her twin sister, Patsy Musser of Lubbock. Memorials can be made to the Floyd County Historical Museum in Floydada, South Plains Baptist Church in South Plains, Hospice of Lubbock, or a charity of your choice. Online condolences may be made at www.moore-rose.com. Patricia Gail Fincher, aged 69, of Midland, passed away October 23rd in Midland. Funeral services will be Saturday, October 28th at 10 a.m. at Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Burial will follow at Resthaven Memorial Cemetery. Funeral service is under the direction of Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Family messages and condolences may be emailed to pipkin@nts-online.net, or you can visit the website at llewellyngarciapipkinfh.com. Greg Keyes, age 89, of Midland, passed away on Monday, October 23rd. Greg was born in Pampa, Texas. The family will receive friends on Friday, October 27th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Ellis Funeral Home, 4616 North Big Spring Street. Graveside services will be held on Saturday, October 28th at 1 p.m. at Resthaven Memorial Park. Please visit ellisfunerals.com to leave online condolences. Antonio Rodriguez Munoz, age 61, of Odessa, passed away on October 22nd in Odessa. Viewing will be held on Friday, October 27th, beginning at 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral services will be held on October 28th at 12 p.m. with Elder Hugo Martinez. Burial immediately following in American Heritage Cemetery. All arrangements are handled by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, October 26th. Abbott House at impasse over school voucher bill as special session winds down. With the clock winding down on the third special legislative session, Governor Greg Abbott and the Texas House are at an impasse over school vouchers, the governor's top priority. Despite spending months trying to whip up support for education savings accounts, a voucher program that would allow families to use taxpayer money to send their children to private schools and pay for other educational expenses, Abbott so far has failed to break a coalition of Democrats and rural Republican House members who oppose the idea. I think there is still significant opposition to any school finance bill that includes an ESA, said Representative Drew Darby, Republican San Angelo. I'm comfortable that we have enough like-minded rural Republicans and urban Republicans to stand against that in numbers sufficient to defeat it. The lower chamber on Friday unveiled its compromise proposal. House Bill 1, which would enact a limited voucher program while also boosting spending on public education. Abbott derided the plan as insufficient and said it differed from what his staff had negotiated with House Speaker Dade Phelan's team. The two camps have been meeting since the summer, but so far have little to show for it. Abbott said 2 weeks ago he would consider increased funding for public schools, including teacher raises, but also after the legislature sends him a standalone voucher bill. Abbott spokeswoman Renee Ease said the governor and Phelan agreed on Friday to keep working on a deal. Conversations between our office and the House leadership team are ongoing as we continue working to deliver school choice for Texas parents and students, Ease said Tuesday. The House, however, hasn't budged. Phelan has not referred HB1 to the House Public Education Committee, a key early step. The Senate's voucher bill, which would create $8,000 education savings accounts for families and does not include increased funds for public schools, has languished in a House committee since October 13th. The special session ended November 7th. Abbott has said he will call a fourth special session to try again on vouchers if necessary. And if that fails, he said he will support pro-voucher challengers to incumbent Republicans who oppose them. For the past several legislative sessions, the House has been against any voucher program that could siphon money from public schools. While voucher bills have routinely passed in the Senate, they have not gotten a floor vote in the House in recent years. This spring, the Coalition on Democrats and Rural Republicans once again sealed their opposition in a test vote in the form of a budget amendment to ban vouchers that passed 86-52. The amendment was ultimately stripped from the budget, and the message was sent. With Democrats nearly unanimous in opposition, Abbott's most viable path to victory is flipping a majority of the 24 Republican holdouts. Many in that bloc have expressed alarm that vouchers would take money away from their public schools, which are the lifeblood of rural communities. Others, like Representative Dustin Burroughs, Republican Lubbock, have signaled openness to vouchers that hadn't existed in previous sessions. Abbott would consider a compromise that addresses these concerns by simultaneously increasing funds for public education, as House Bill 1 would, but that does not change the reality that some of the holdouts oppose vouchers on principle. Darby, whose district encompasses a swath of rural West Texas, said the legislature has underfunded public schools for his entire nine-term tenure, but he said attaching vouchers to items like teacher pay raises, school security, or increased per-pupil spending is a poison pill. Whether HB 1 could even pass the House remains in doubt. Major legislation is usually accompanied by the fanfare of a news conference and a cadre of co-sponsors. House Bill 1 bears only the name of its author, Representative Brad Buckley, Republican Killeen, and appeared online unceremoniously Thursday night. Buckley, who previously opposed vouchers and now chairs the Public Education Committee, had also unsuccessfully attempted to assemble a voucher bill acceptable to the House and Abbott in May. He and Phelan did not respond to request for comment Tuesday. Mark Jones, a political science professor at Rice University, said, "The special session is more than likely to end with no progress on public school finance. The school choice legislation in the House is considering right now would not pass muster with the governor nor the Texas Senate," Jones said. "We're looking at a fourth special session to begin sometime in November. At this point," Jones said, "Abbott and the House are waiting for one or the other to budge. Either Abbott will accept the House's watered-down version of the bill and add public school funding to the agenda, or he will continue to hold public school finance hostage. It's a game of chicken," he said. Michelle Reinhart, superintendent of the Alpine Independent School District, believes the right move is to kill any voucher proposal in the House, even if it comes at the expense of public schools. "Vouchers may have a chance if public schools receive a significant amount of funding first. Don't bring this nonsense to us," she said. "Let's solve the real issue first, and then we'll use remaining funds to work on pet projects." American Legion to host Veterans Day celebration. The American Legion Post 430, 2701 East 8th Street are hosting a ceremony celebrating all veterans. Veterans Day is dedicated to American veterans of all wars, and Veterans Day 2023 will occur on Saturday, November 11th. In 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, an armistice or temporary cessation of hostilities was declared between the Allied nations and Germany in World War I, then known as the Great War. The ceremony will be held at the Freedom Flame located at the main entrance into post 430 and will begin promptly at the 11th hour of the 11th day of November. The guest speaker for this event will be Major Preston A. Parrott, U.S. Army retired. All veterans are invited to a steak dinner beginning at 4 p.m. The dinner will be served in the post canteen. Steaks will be served until they are all gone. The dinner will be free for the veterans and their guests will be charged $20. Veterans Appreciation Prayer Supper. ICA invites veterans to the Veterans Appreciation Prayer Supper at 5 p.m. November 11th at the Calvary Cross on Highway 191. This special tribute to veterans is free and features patriotic music and messages from three local pastors, including Jimmy Braswell, Griff Jones, and Frank Nastase. Supper provided for veteran and one guest. UTPB to host Dia de los Muertos. University of Texas Permian Basin is hosting a Dia de los Muertos festival at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center November 2nd. Director of Orchestra and Mariachi Jean Goma said, "Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is a celebration of the death of those who have passed away." He estimated that more than 100 people are involved in the event. "In Latin culture, it is a way of giving that homage, just to remember all those people who have passed away," Gomez said. "We will have the community altar. The altar is also called ofrenda, and what we will have there is a way for people to share pictures of their loved ones who have passed away. It's actually an altar of compassion and respect for all those people who have passed away. Instead of being a sad celebration, it's a good way of remembering these people, and it's really a celebration. That's why we try to do live music and have all those events, and even the band Folklorico is going to be part of it. So it's kind of a happy celebration," Gomez said. Free events will go on from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. November 2nd. Food trucks and tables to eat at will be outside. There will be 15 to 20 vendors in the lobby and face painting will be available. The show will be on the main stage. A closing show with the orchestra, mariachi, and ballet Folklorico from UTPB will round out the festivities at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the Wagner Noel website or at the door. "That's just a huge show that takes a lot of production, and it's a lot of moving parts," Director of Orchestra and Mariachi Jean Gomez said. The Ella Noel Art Museum will have activities for children. "It's completely family-friendly," Gomez said. "Performances start at 4 p.m. Our faculty is performing, our students. We will have participation from school mariachis from Midland High Schools," he said. 2 years ago, about 100 people attended, but they are expecting more this year. Plus, they are getting more support from the community. Last year, they held Las Posadas, which is based on the story of Mary and Joseph and their quest to find a place for Jesus' birth, Gomez said. They hope to have Dia de los Muertos 1 year and Las Posadas the next year and so on. The music department is organizing the event. "We're trying to include some other colleges and other departments from the university. The Spanish department, history department, visual arts are going to be involved in this show," Gomez said. He added that planning Dia de los Muertos has taken a lot of work. He started in early July. "It's just putting a lot of other people together. It's time-consuming, but I think at the end it is really worth it," Gomez said. "The event is completely created by people from here. I believe there is a certain sense of pride in producing something that is high quality. Even this year with selling tickets, the kids are excited because the tickets are for something that they are creating, and it just creates that feeling that we are able to do huge things. It's just a matter of putting everyone together and making it work, Gomez said. A scary good Halloween tradition. Local attraction serves up frights for 25th year. It's not every day you get to attend an event and get insulted by a clown. That's part of the experience patrons of Billy's Bloody Bill Pond's annual Halloween haunted house can expect, as the local director's theme is based off of one of his horror films, focusing on the character Mr. Blister from his film Circus of the Dead. Pond said community members will get to experience a personal appearance from the murderous clown himself. I got a carnival barker outside greeting people, and as he sends you in, Mr. Blister starts roasting you, and then you get to go through the maze and freak show, Pond said. Located at 2215 West 2nd Street, Mr. Blister's Haunt of Monsters and Madmen may be outside, but Pond said that won't stop him and his crew from putting their all into a scary show. The next openings are scheduled from 7 p.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday, and from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., October 31st. General admission tickets are $15, and VIP are $20. Both can be purchased at the gate or online. A self-described lover of all things Halloween and horror, Pond said the feedback and the support he receives from the community over the last 25 years makes him excited about the project every year. People love this haunted house, he says. It's a tradition. What haunted house can say they've been in the Permian Basin at the same location for 25 years? It's not just fans who continue to support Pond's venture. Lorenzo Pinata, who has been working at the event since 2016, said he's known Pond since high school and knows the crew is just as dedicated to the haunted house. Everyone pulls their own weight, and they pull it harder as the haunt gets closer, Pineda said. We motivate people to be involved and do their best. As a chainsaw man, a man in the cast who scares people while wielding a safe for the haunted house chainsaw, Pineda said first-time customers are encouraged to take their time and be on the lookout during their tour to ensure they get the most out of the experience. Pineda does warn he does take his work seriously. I enjoy scaring people because it gives me an adrenaline rush, he said. If you go, what, Mr. Blister's Haunt of Monsters and Madmen? Where 2215 West 2nd Street, when 7 p.m. until midnight, Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. October 31st. Cost, VIP tickets are $20, general admission are $15. Tickets can be purchased at the gate or online at bloodybill.com.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.